This podcast presentation is an abridged version of the audit report, National Instant Criminal Background Check System, Reviewing Federal Funding Requirements for Record Improvement. Release date, December 13, 2018. This audit sought to answer one question. What steps must the state take to be eligible for the NICS Act Record Improvement Program grant? The National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS, or NICS, is a database of state and federal records that firearms dealers use to identify people prohibited from owning a gun. Federal law prohibits 10 categories of individuals from possessing or purchasing firearms or ammunition, such as people who have been convicted of a felony, are subject to a restraining order, or have been convicted of domestic violence. The Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act of 1993 creates a computerized national system, NICS, that allows federally licensed firearms dealers to check available records for these disqualifiers. Local, state, tribal, and federal agencies are responsible for making relevant records available to the NICS databases. However, federal law does not require states to submit records to NICS. In 2007, federal law authorized grant programs to help states improve NICS record reporting. Under that federal authorization, the Bureau of Justice Statistics developed the NICS Act Record Improvement Program, or NARIP grant, which seeks to address the gap in information that state agencies and state court systems make available to NICS. The NARIP grant can be used to fund a variety of activities, such as creating electronic systems to provide accurate and current information on court and corrections records, identifying people with a prohibited mental health issue, and collecting and analyzing data needed to demonstrate levels of state compliance with federal law. 3-10% of each award must be used to maintain a program that allows people who meet certain mental health criteria to have their firearms prohibition lifted in accordance with federal law. Kansas has not participated in the grant since it was first made available in 2009. But as of fiscal year 2017, 30 states and one Indian tribe have received a total of $121 million in NARIP grants. 15 states received $11 million in grant funds in fiscal year 2017, with awards ranging from $69,000 to $2.5 million. Finding number one. Kansas is eligible for the NARIP grant, but has not completed an application to receive funding. Kansas has completed the two steps necessary to be eligible for NARIP funds. First, each state is required to provide the U.S. Attorney General with a reasonable estimate of the number of records relevant to NICS. Federal officials confirmed Kansas submitted the required record estimates, and the Bureau of Justice Statistics approved them. Second, each state also needs to certify with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives that it has a process to lift firearms bans for people who have been cleared of a mental health issue the court previously prohibited. Federal officials confirmed Kansas has certified its process. However, Kansas has not completed the final step in the grant process by submitting a NARIP grant application. The application requires several major steps, including 1. Developing a proposed program narrative detailing the issue the project seeks to address and how the project will be implemented. 2. Formulating a budget worksheet that provides a detailed calculation for each budget item. 3. Developing a budget narrative that describes every category of expense and how the project will maximize cost effectiveness. And 4. Preparing a NICS improvement plan, which includes forming a task force to assess gaps in reporting and identify solutions. Under its 2018 reauthorization, NARIP also includes a new requirement for states to develop a 4-year implementation plan. The U.S. Department of Justice can use the implementation plan to assess states' progress in submitting NICS records. Federal officials told us the new requirement is still being worked out internally, but is intended to replace the current record estimate requirement. Since Kansas has previously submitted record estimates, and has a certified program to lift firearms bans for individuals cleared of mental health concerns, federal officials told us Kansas will remain eligible to apply for NARIP funds. Only certain agencies in the state are eligible to apply, although additional state agencies can receive funding as subrecipients. In Kansas, the governor's grant program would be responsible for applying for a state agency grant. The KBI likely would complete the application and administer the funds, and the Office of Judicial Administration, OJA, would be responsible for applying for a court grant. However, OJA and KBI officials told us all court records in the state are forwarded directly to law enforcement or KBI, so the state court system is unlikely to pursue a NARIP grant. KBI officials told us they've not applied because they currently use a different federal grant for their records improvement projects called the National Criminal History Improvement Program, or NCHIP, grant. According to federal officials, both federal grants, NCHIP and NARIP, focus on improved record availability for the NICS system, although NCHIP has a 10% state match requirement that NARIP does not. NCHIP funds are for improving access to records used in all criminal justice and non-criminal background checks, whereas NARIP's emphasis is on records relied on in firearms-related background checks. States can receive funding from NCHIP and NARIP at the same time, but KBI officials told us NCHIP funds address their NICS reporting improvements and therefore they were not interested in applying for NARIP funds. Through the NCHIP grant, Kansas was awarded $91,000 in fiscal year 2017 to improve data exchange and access, which includes NICS data. If Kansas decided to apply for NARIP funding, federal officials told us NARIP award amounts would depend on several factors, including available funding, how well proposed projects support the objective of the funding, and the number of applicants. In general, award decisions are at the discretion of the Bureau of Justice Statistics, and federal officials could not provide an estimate of funds Kansas might receive. But in fiscal year 2017, the federal government appropriated $25 million to NARIP for all grants nationwide, $11 million was awarded to states, and other states' awards ranged from $69,000 to $2.5 million. The written audit report provides examples of these states' projects and the funding amounts they were awarded. The report has no recommendations, and we identified no potential issues for further consideration. We provided the draft report to the KBI and the U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics. As a result, we made several minor clarifications to the final report, but those changes did not affect any of our findings or conclusions. The full audit report contains more detailed information, including information on our methodology, that was omitted from this podcast. This podcast was produced by the Legislative Division of Post Audit. The full report is available on our website at www.kslpa.org. For more information or for a complete printed copy of this report, please contact Legislative Post Audit at 785-296-3792 or email the audit supervisor at amanda.schlumpberger@lpa.ks.gov. This concludes this podcast.